Good morning. My guests this morning are Rebecca Allington and Tim Shippey from the North Bay Stage Company. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, the North Bay Stage Company is, in case people don't realize it, the resident company of the Wells Fargo. So you guys are in great company out there with all those celebs and so on.
Yes, we are.
And doing Witness for the Prosecution, a show that's been around for a while, but is still probably the best mystery play that I can think of. What do you guys play in it?
Tim, go ahead.
I play Sir Wilfred Robards, the counsel for the defense.
Oh,
so that was
great.
The Charles Lawton.
Great. Do you get to wear a curly wig and so on?
No, we're doing it in a little more contemporary fashion.
Right. That would be too much.
Very minimalist.
Right. Very minimalist, yes.
And I am playing Romaine Helger, who is the witness for the prosecution, and she is married to Leonard Vole. I think in the film her name was – they changed her name to Christine, but in the play it's Romaine.
Well, between the two of you, give us just a bare-bones description of the plot.
Well, it's – you know, it's great in as much as it is a whodunit, but it's also a courtroom drama.
Right.
So it's basically a young man who curries the favor of an older woman. The older woman is murdered, and he's suspected – my role is the defense attorney, and we're trying to, you know, get him off. And he's married to Rebecca's character, Romaine, who is the witness for the prosecution.
So, Rebecca, let me ask you, what is it like to be the title character, basically, the witness for the prosecution? Have you had roles like that in the past in theater?
Oh, I've had lots of roles like that. But this is a very interesting one. A couple challenges. She is from Germany, so we do deal with accents. And she, in the script, there is a moment when she actually plays another character in disguise, which involves another accent, which is kind of difficult. And the strange thing about this is that even though I am the title character, I have very limited time on stage. So that's been kind of an interesting thing.
I've done that. That is interesting to,
yes,
to be important but not very present.
Exactly.
have either or both of you actually read the Agatha Christie novel from which this play was taken?
I have not. In fact, in our first read-through, we went around talking about this play, and everyone said, oh, I love Agatha Christie. I've read all of her books. I'm ashamed to say I haven't read any.
Although I am a mystery fan, I'm not a big Agatha Christie fan either, but this is a great story.
I love this story.
Right. So you're playing, starting on May the 1st and playing through the 17th, so a nice long run at the Wells Fargo Center for the Arts. Any plans for the future in your dramatic careers?
We've got a couple of things coming up. I think Carl Hamilton is directing a show called Youth in Revolt, which is one I've done before. I'm not quite sure when that's going to be, but it will be in Windsor, I believe. What about you, Tim?
Oh, you know, I suspect that I'll be doing a few more shows at the North Bay Stage Company and the Raven Players.
Right.
You know,
right.
In the future. I have been for years.
They are busy. And thanks very much for coming in. Let's remind people that this is the Agatha Christie play, Witness for the Prosecution, opening on May 1st, playing through the 17th at the Wells Fargo Center for the Arts. For information, online, wellsfargocenterarts.org, on the telephone, 546-3600, and the box office is open 7 days a week between noon and 6. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.